Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Pat with North Coast Food Web, cultivating healthy communities in the Lower Columbia Pacific region through food and agriculture. And joining us today on the show are the Edison Brothers. And yes, they really are Edison Brothers from Edison Brothers Fish Market here in Astoria. Jake, Sam, and Max. Thanks, guys, so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great. Excited to talk about fish today.
Yes, us
but
too.
Before we jump in to talk about fish and the market, which is lovely, we always love to hear what's your connection to Astoria? Like, how'd you wind up here on the North Coast? And Jake, I'm going to start with you because I know you just recently moved here.
I did, yes. Well, so our parents grew up here. My grandparents lived here, and my mom and dad actually met in Astoria High School.
Oh, sweet.
So that kind of lays the connection there for you.
Yeah.
we got into the fish game about 2 years ago. We started selling fish at farmers markets, and through that we kind of decided that we needed to have a place on the coast because we were sourcing most of our seafood from here, from mm-hmm. Astoria. So that's why we decided to open the shop here.
Great. Yeah. Well, it's certainly nice to have you here. And Sam, I know you're not here in Astoria.
That's true. I'm not. So I'm currently in Cincinnati, and I'm back
home. As in Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm back home visiting for the holidays. So I went to school in Philadelphia and then ended up getting a job in Cincinnati. So that's where I am currently.
Great. And I did check with Sam on the whole Skyline chili issue, and he's like, yeah, whatever.
Chili and spaghetti, not really my favorite thing.
Yeah. It's a great regional dish, but maybe it's one of those things, unless you're from there, it's not such a big deal.
Yep.
Maybe some people think about oyster shooters that way. I don't know. Max, how about you? Where are you located?
I'm in Banks. Yeah. And I kind of go between Astoria and Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not too far of a drive.
And no.
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. So you said you were selling at farmers markets. What markets were you at?
So we were at the market in Forest Grove, a couple of Hillsborough markets,
nice.
One in the South Waterfront in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
And then also in Cedar Mill.
Nice.
Yeah.
I forget about that South Waterfront in Portland, how much that's grown. Didn't even realize
yeah.
they've got their own market down there.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a whole nother little city down there these days. So I know you mentioned that your parents met in Astoria. I love that. That's so sweet. And then because of how you were sourcing fish, you said you were sourcing mostly or a lot from Astoria. That mm-hmm. led to the decision to open the market. So talk a little bit about the market. Where is it located and how long have you been open?
Located on the foot of 11th Street, right across the trolley tracks from the Wet Dog Cafe. we've been open about 4 months now, and it's just been great. Yeah, we're having a great time.
Wonderful. Yeah. It's so nice to have a fish market right in downtown. I love it. And I can't help but imagine being right there on the trolley tracks. Mm-hmm. That's got to bring lots of visitors to the area.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah, foot traffic as people are out wandering around.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yep. And then when the trolley's running, people come in and have a shrimp or crab cocktail, with, you know, a little snack.
Yeah. So you do have some things that people can grab and go. And
yeah, so currently we have pickled salmon. You could take and go, take to eat. Shrimp and crab cocktails, smoked oysters, and I believe that's about it right now.
There's also salmon jerky.
We have salmon jerky and my very favorite, salmon candy.
That, if you have not yet had salmon candy, the first time a fish market down in, I think it was Newport or somewhere down there said, have you tried this before? And I'm like, salmon candy. You know how your brain, candy means one thing and salmon means something else, and you have a hard time putting those two things together mm-hmm. until you taste it.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. So what kinds of fish are you sourcing from the local area here?
Lots of salmon, lots of bottom fish, you know, rockfish, Dover, Petrolli sole, things like that.
Yeah.
Crab, currently. We're getting out of Westport, Washington.
Oh, okay.
So we do have fresh crab. And albacore tuna. Lots of albacore.
Gotta love albacore tuna. Yeah. So if people want to buy whole fish, whole tuna, loins, or whatever, you work with them that way?
Definitely. Just give me a call, and we'll make it happen for you.
Awesome.
It takes about a day for me to get you a whole fish.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Albacore tuna, I think, might just possibly be one of my most favorite.
It's up there for me, too.
Yeah, unless you put halibut in front of me. And
well, yeah.
Then, then it's all over. So what's been the most interesting or unusual, whatever, thing that's happened since you guys have opened the shop?
Probably just the how the people of Astoria have welcomed us with open arms. It's been excellent, an amazing feeling. Yeah,
it's a great, really wonderfully supportive, welcoming community.
It sure is. Yeah,
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, with the holidays coming up, what kinds of things are selling most right now?
Oh, lots of salmon.
Yeah,
lots of smoked salmon. Yeah. Oysters, and we have the jar oysters and oysters in the shell, and then also lots of crab meat.
And where are the oysters from?
Those are coming out of Willapa Bay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. So oysters in the jar, those are always great if you want to do like the oyster pan roast or...
Exactly, or fried oysters.
Yeah, those work really
shucked
well
and ready
that.
To go for you.
Oyster dressing,
yes.
Scalloped oysters, however you want to think about that.
Exactly.
That's great. So you've only been open for about 4 months, that right?
About 4 months, yeah.
Yeah. So website information, are you guys on Facebook? How can our listeners get in touch?
We are. So we have a website, edisonbrosfish.com. And then we're also on Facebook. You can go on and like our page, and we update with our different products and special offers and all that kind of good stuff.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And what are your hours?
11 to 6, Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Christmas Eve, I know you said you're going to be open...
Till 2 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Great. So lots of opportunities to get out there and do some shopping for fish. So I had an opportunity a while back to talk with Jeff Wong from Community Supported Fish. And mm-hmm. so I'm starting to learn more about our fishermen here on the coast. And I think it's great to have someone else in the area that is sourcing locally and giving our fishermen a place for their product that they're out there working so incredibly hard bring in.
Yeah,
that's a... That's a crazy life.
Yeah, we love to support the local fishermen. I mean, we wouldn't have a shop without all the great local fishermen in the area. So,
yeah, that's fantastic. So you said it was about 2 years ago that you guys started selling at markets. Mm-hmm. So what happened that was like, let's go to the farmer's market with some fish from Banks?
We always kind of talked about opening a seafood company starting a seafood company. And finally, we all graduated from college and decided it was time. So we noticed there was a void in fresh seafood, especially in Washington County. And, that's where we were all mostly living at the time. Mm-hmm. And so we just looked into getting into different farmers markets and hooked up with Steve Fick here, who is a family friend. And let us use his processing facility to backpack fresh fish to bring to farmers markets. And that's how we started.
Nice. Yeah. So you do have then canned fish at the market?
We do.
At the shop?
We do. Yeah. We carry Fishhawk brand canned fish down there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So tuna?
Tuna, chinook, kippered sockeye, pink shrimp, and smoked coho salmon.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So really nice selection there.
Yes,
that's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
And we also have a holiday gift pack that we're selling right now.
Oh.
It has
all
of those cans in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if you want to ship some things off to someone or just buy it for a friend here in the area, gift packs available. That's great. Mm-hmm. That always makes a lovely holiday present.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yes. Wonderful. Yeah. So you said your hours are 11 to...
6 p.m.
11 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday through
Sunday,
yes. Mm-hmm. So on the weekend, you can get fresh local fish.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people are a little reluctant to cook seafood at home. It's like, I don't know, scary, or people are afraid it's going to be smelly in the kitchen, or, You guys cooking at home?
Oh, definitely cooking at home. Actually, these guys came up last night and stayed at my house, and I cooked some steamer clams for everybody.
And they were delicious.
And it was real simple. Just some white wine, butter, garlic, and some red pepper flake in a pan, and just sauteed the clams until they opened, and that was it. And the trick is getting really fresh fish to keep the smell down.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what we're carrying at the shop. So yeah. Yeah.
That definitely helps immensely. So I know for someone who cooks, when you say, well, you just do this, it's, you know, it makes perfect sense and it's really easy. But of course, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. So for the person listening who's like, wait a minute, I'm not quite sure I get what that means. Let's break that down a little bit. So you're chopping up the garlic, slicing it. What are you doing with the garlic?
Yeah, just chopping up the garlic, just almost mincing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you saute that in any oil or just throw it in the pan? Just,
I throw that in the white wine.
Okay.
Let that kind of marinate together. And then
give me an estimate on the white wine? Oh, like how much? You probably do what I do.
Yeah. Couple pours.
Glug.
Exactly. But maybe a couple cups.
Okay. So we've got garlic and white wine.
Mm-hmm. A couple garlic cloves, and then maybe half a stick of butter.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gotta have some butter.
Just go to town. And then just a couple dashes, I guess, of red pepper flake.
Yeah, that's kind of to your own taste, exactly. Depending how spicy you like it. And then you throw the clams in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you cook it
just until they pop open.
Great.
And then make sure to pour that the awesome juice from the butter and the white wine onto the clams, and use that for dipping for your bread or you know, anything else like that.
Serve with crusty bread and a glass of wine.
That's
and
right.
It is dinner.
You are ready to go.
That sounds wonderful. And we have a testimonial that it was delicious. So I want to just quickly let you know that you're listening to Coast Community Radio this morning, KMUN 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5. Perhaps streaming live at coastradio.org or on your mobile device via the TuneIn app. And if you are just joining us this morning and heard us talking about steamed clams with lots of white wine and melted butter deliciousness, you are listening to Food Talk. And today we're joined by the Edison Brothers from Edison Brothers Fish Market. We have Jake, Sam, and Max here. So it is Edison Brothers Fish Market.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are the three that own the market?
That's right, along with our parents too.
Great. Yeah. Good to have a little parental support there.
Yeah. A consultant.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So what's it like doing business as family and not all being in the same place?
Oh, do you want to?
Yeah. Well, it's fun. There is some bickering from time to time.
Sure.
But that's all in the fun of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I mean, it actually like works pretty well. I do most of like the online stuff, the website, and we do have, we send out a weekly catch, like an email every week. So if people want to subscribe to that and find out what's fresh every week, they can.
Nice. So if they go to your website, they can then
subscribe to it right on the website.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And it keeps us connected. You know, Sam's living in Cincinnati and Max is there back in Banks, and it's just nice to be able to, you know, talk business with both these guys, but, you know, still stay connected.
Yeah, so. That's great.
Yeah.
And Sam, what kind of role do you play since you're the furthest away?
So I've kind of played kind of the IT sort of support role. So Max handles a lot of the marketing and the communications. I kind of stood up, kind of looked at what the website vendors are out there and kind of stood up the initial website. And then figured out kind of how our ordering process will work and all of those sorts of things. And Max has kind of taken those and made everything look 10 times better than I could on my own. So that's kind of, I'm kind of just kind of supporting from afar from Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that you guys have that, because I know as a small business person, you wind up wearing lots of hats, and how great to have people that have individual strengths, and you get to collaborate and you get to connect and brainstorm on issues and what are we doing. And
yeah, that's right. It's you wanna
Yeah, it works really well. Jake's the general manager of the store, and people love coming in and talking to Jake and figuring out what fish they should buy.
So you're the face that we see when we come.
That's right.
He's the face of the business.
And I love what you were talking about, Sam, like talking to Jake about what I might want to buy or what I might do with it. So that's something that we can count on when we come in?
Definitely. I can give you different options and some different recipes and different ways to cook things.
So, excellent. Yeah. That's always so helpful to be able to get that kind of advice and service, because I know sometimes you stand there and just look at the case and you might have had one thing in your mind like, oh, I was looking for, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when you have a fresh product you're dealing with, maybe we don't have that today, but we have this instead. And being able to think about, oh, well, you can substitute this, or how about trying this, or...
Yeah, I mean, and we have tons of different options in the case. You know, we're carrying usually 7 different types of fish or seafood at a time, not including our smoked options and ready-to-eat things like that, too, and shellfish and clams.
That's great.
Yeah.
It really is. I've been in the shop before. It is a beautiful, beautiful shop. Right down at the end of, is it 11th?
It is 11th.
I walk, so I don't pay attention to corners or which way streets go. So down at the end of 11th, as Jake said, across from Wet Dog, this beautiful little fish shop. Well, you were talking about product that you were sourcing, and you said bottom fish. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of times when people think bottom fish, it's like, ooh, you know, don't really want to eat that. But there are some really wonderful...
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Rockfish, lingcod, you know, all those fish, all those different types of seafood that are great for fish and chips, just pan frying. And, you know, the pan or the bottom fish are just very simple to cook in general. I got to go back to the butter. Some butter, garlic, and maybe some herbs, and you're a good piece of rockfish. You're good to go.
Yeah, or Petrale sole.
Or Petrale, yes, definitely.
Nice, really simple one. And it cooks so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing to do with Petrale? And if you guys are cooking fish at home, maybe you are the...
Well, I like to bread and fry Petrale.
Ah, okay. All right. So bread it in breadcrumbs, cracker crumbs?
Yeah, breadcrumbs. Just the general that you get from the store.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then just...
Dip it in the egg wash and, get the breadcrumbs on both sides. And I like to use butter, of course, and just 1 minute on each side and you're about good to go.
I think Julia Child always said, everything is better with a little bit of butter.
That sure is.
Or perhaps that was a lot of butter. Thinking Julia, it might have been a lot of butter. And rockfish tacos. Those are one of my...
Oh, yes.
Rockfish is one of my favorite fish. That's thanks to Marco, I think, with his rockfish tacos. Uh-huh. So that's absolutely a delicious dish. So what can our listeners look forward to in the coming year as you guys move into being a little bit more established? And
well, we want to get our own can line going. Also, we want to start smoking our own seafood or our own fish. And then also in the near future, in the next month or two, we're going to have a couple different kinds of soup down at the shop. So we'll have some clam chowder and possibly some smoked salmon chowder.
Nice.
Yeah. We're just kind of perfecting the recipe right now.
Yeah. So. That's a fun process to go through,
it
I
is.
Would imagine.
Definitely, yeah. We've been eating a lot of clam chowder.
The nature of testing. So when might we look forward to being able to pop in and pick up some chowder?
Probably in the next month, I would say.
Great.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that the recipe is good to go.
Sure.
Yeah.
And will that be, you can come in and grab a bowl or take a quart home, or how will you be
either
selling?
Either way, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So grab and go, or you can take it home and save it for later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So two things downtown, always looking for what can we grab quickly for lunch? And then on days when I'm really tired and don't feel like cooking, what can I grab and take home with me?
Exactly.
And not have to do much too for dinner. So I'll be looking forward to that.
Yes.
So the whole thing with crab right now, what's happening with the crab? And
well, it sounds like, they're testing, or they've already tested this week. I'm not sure what the results are yet, but it sounds like they're going to be opening it up on the 1st.
Nice.
So that's great. I mean, we need our fishermen out there fishing for crab right now.
Yeah, so. And I know we've got a lot of crab fishermen in the area, and to not be able to go out and do what you do to make your living,
exactly.
It's got to be incredibly challenging and frustrating. And
it sure is.
It just shows the ups and downs of this really amazing yet challenging profession that people have here. And we're so grateful that we've got all these fishermen out there bringing in this beautiful, beautiful product that we're so fortunate to have available, and excited to have you guys doing the shop down there. Again, I think it's really awesome to have a fish market right downtown in Astoria. Really loving that.
Well, thank you very much. And we're, like I said, we're having a great time with it. So.
Yeah,
and the people of Astoria have been amazing. Mm-hmm.
It is that kind of community. It's just really, really incredible. Yeah. So, Sam, I'm curious with you in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Is that like home, or do you have plans to maybe?
That is the question. So there's always the idea of somehow making it back west.
Yeah.
There's just figuring out career opportunities. I have a girlfriend back there as well. She's a teacher teaching high school chemistry and physical science.
Awesome.
So there's a certain amount of time we have to be there for her to kind of get her full license, and then maybe we'll figure out how we might kind of come back west.
Yeah. And is she from that area?
She is from Erie, Pennsylvania. So it's kind of, it's about a 5.5-hour drive from Cincinnati to get back to her house.
Well, and I would imagine the brothers would be delighted to have you back in the area to have all the...
Oh yeah, we've been badgering him.
They might.
And Max, what about you? Is Banks home or?
Yeah, for now.
Yeah.
Well, I do a lot of more of the markets, like come springtime in the Portland area. So it might be like moving more like into the Portland. Yeah.
So we'll be able, even though you guys have opened a brick and mortar retail shop, mm-hmm. you'll still be doing some market things?
Yeah. Come springtime.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what will those markets be again, so people know where to find you come spring?
Well, we haven't finalized like which ones we'll be in, but the ones we were in last year were Forest Grove, Cedar Mill, Southwest Waterfront in Portland, and then two Hillsborough ones.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so probably looking to do those markets again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's amazing to me how many farmers markets there are in this state.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
It is. And it's a great community as well.
Yeah.
Very tight knit, and everybody kind of looks out for everybody at the farmers markets there.
Yeah.
So
at the markets, what do you find to be the most popular item that you sell, or items?
Well, probably salmon.
Yeah, it kind of depends on the market.
Yeah. And the time of year.
Yeah.
We sold a lot of the smoked Chinook. We actually did a holiday market in Forest Grove.
Oh, nice.
And people are loving cans right now.
Yesterday.
Too.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Cans are great. Mm-hmm. I'm chuckling because I just can't help but thinking about my mother when it comes to, sorry, Mom, I'm going to tell tales here. My mother lives in northern Michigan, so she's probably not listening this morning. She loves to have canned salmon in the pantry. Salmon cakes, you know, or salmon loaf, whatever. She just loves having it. And we were talking on the phone one day, and she said, I got this canned salmon, and it was just terrible. And, you know, she was going on about what was so awful about it, and it was mostly water. And, blah, blah, blah. And she said, and it cost $2.59. Like, you know, it was really expensive, and it should have been way better. I was cracking up. So I did. That's why I love that you have gift packages available, because last year we did send Mom some local canned salmon and tuna, and, of course, didn't share anything at all about it might have cost a little bit more than $2.59 a can. So you guys talked about smoking some salmon. Mm-hmm. I'm always curious about that whole smoking thing. My son-in-law does competition barbecue and the whole smoking thing. Mm-hmm. Like, what's involved in smoking fish?
Oh, well, there you have to start with a great brine. And that's water, salt, and then sugar and whatever spices you want the salmon to taste like. So We really haven't got into that yet.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be a while before we get our own smoked salmon line out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So. That just seems like it's such a big undertaking.
Yeah.
I get that question a lot, you know, like, what spices should I use in my brine for salmon? And I just, it's not anything I've ever done before. I don't really think about it. So I'm always kind
of. Well, the simple kind of go-to is salt and brown sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe it's 4 cups of salt to every gallon of water, and then about the same amount of sugar, maybe a little less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To me, it seems like it's one of those things, again, where keeping it kind of simple.
Exactly.
Because you're working with a great product.
Is always
the
best way.
Keep it simple and let the product shine. And
yes.
So we'll look forward to seeing what you might do with smoked fish coming up. That's always a delicious option.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. So for shoppers who might be coming over on Christmas Eve day, mm-hmm. lots of people do like to do seafood things for Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. What will you have available, or what might you recommend?
Chinook salmon, oysters coming out of Willapa Bay, and then we will have fresh crab meat and fresh whole cooked crabs.
Nice. Yeah. Crab sounds really, really delicious. Mm-hmm. I might have to make a stop over there for a little bit of crab.
Definitely.
All right. So one more time, let us know where you're located.
Okay. At the foot of 11th Street, right across the trolley tracks from the Wet Dog.
And it is Edison Brothers Fish Market.
Mm-hmm.
Edison Brothers. And your hours?
11 to 6, Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay. And website?
EdisonBrosFish.com.
And if you go to Edison Bros, B-R-O-S, period?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. .com. Oh, you don't need the period. .com. Yeah. Duh. It's already there.
It's already there.
And there you can sign up for the weekly catch.
That's right.
Newsletter mm-hmm. that yep. you'll mm-hmm. get heads up about what's fresh and available.
What's
and
fresh, special
delicious.
Offers, and we'll only bug you once a week with one email. So.
Yeah, yeah, well. That sounds like a really good email to get signed up for, so you know what's happening down at the market and you can plan accordingly then.
That's right.
If you like seafood puns, the subject yeah. lines always have nice seafood puns. Yeah. I've really enjoyed reading them as they
out. Okay, now I'm curious. I want to sign up just for that. That's a really important thing. You've got to catch people's attention.
That's right.
I'm going to be doing that just as soon as we get off the air here. So thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. A pleasure to have you here, and great to have your seafood market in downtown Astoria, and wish you much success, continued success.
Thank you very
in the
much.
Coming
thank
year.
You. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a great
time. So are you home for the holidays? Is
I
that?
Am. I am.
Nice. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Thank you very much for being here this morning. Again, those were the Edison brothers, Jake, Sam, and Max from Edison Brothers Fish. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to Mary Ann for engineering this morning, and to Luke and Katie for our theme song. And thank you for joining us on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about food on the North Coast.